You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a direct appeal to Russians to act against their president, warning that Russia's planned annexation of four Ukrainian regions tonight will ravage Russia's economy and society.
To stop this, you'll have to stop President Vladimir Putin in Russia, who wants war more than life, your life, the citizens of Russia.
In his nightly video address, Mr. Zelensky said the annexations of Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson and Zaporizhia would not be successful. He urged Russians to resist military mobilization efforts, telling them that they need not die in a shameful war.
58,500 Russian soldiers died in Ukraine. They came to kill us and died. They, the Russian government, don't tell you this number. They lie to you, saying 6,000 died. 58,500. That's the truth.
The Russian government says the four Ukrainian regions, partially under their control, will be folded into Russia during a ceremony in Moscow. Mr. Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, says the president will sign accession documents in an ornate hall and give a speech. A pop concert is planned in Red Square. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says if the annexations go ahead, it would be in violation of international law and a dangerous escalation in the conflict.
It is high time to step back from the brink. Now more than ever, we must work together to end this devastating and senseless war and uphold the UN Charter and international law.
The annexations would come just days after officials in the region said residents had voted in Kremlin-organized referenda to join Russia. The Ukrainian government and many Western countries have denounced the polls as illegal, forced and rigged. United States President Joe Biden says his country will never recognize Russia's claims to the territory.
The so-called referenda was a sham, an absolute sham. The results were manufactured in Moscow. And the true will of the Ukrainian people is evident every day as they sacrifice their lives to save their people and maintain the independence of their country.
The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to provide another round of military and economic aid to Ukraine as it seeks to repel Russia's invasion. Senators have also introduced legislation that would cut off assistance to any nation that recognizes Russia's annexation. Senator Richard Blumenthal says countries that support Russia are complicit in acts of terror.
It is a land grab, it's a steal, and it is another craven, brazen tactic by Vladimir Putin to test the West's support for Ukraine. And we are having none of it.
President Putin has admitted that a partial mobilization of reservists announced last week has been ridden with errors. The mobilization has given rise to widespread public discontent, and thousands of men have fled Russia to avoid serving. The president says changes will be made.
It's necessary to fix all the mistakes and avoid making them again in regards to citizens who, for example, are eligible for deferment. It concerns, for example, fathers of many children, or people suffering from chronic diseases, or people who are above the draft age.
The NATO military alliance has warned it would retaliate for any attacks on the critical infrastructure of its member countries. It cited sabotage as the likely cause of damage to two Russian pipelines this week, built to carry gas to Europe under the Baltic Sea. Sweden's Coast Guard says it's found a fourth leak in the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.